Mac McAnally, four-time CMA Musician of the Year, and Coral Reefer.
I'll do.
Mac not only has been working, this has been a hard tour. Let's see, 6 days off and then a Maui show in here. Oh, God. I'm just exhausted.
Don't get a lot of sympathy.
But he's done every possible attraction or tour or anything. Mm-hmm. You've spent your money foolishly, haven't
you? Up the mountain, down the mountain.
All of that?
Through the water, yeah.
Okay, all right, good. Anyway, he's going to share that with us tonight. And he also discovered up on the top of the mountain a theory residing in these volcanic hills for years and years. Would you share that with us?
It's called the theory of drunkativity.
Mm.
And
interesting.
It's a high altitude theory. It has to do with putting beer in a bowl in your Rolex or your Timex, whichever you got, in a bowl, and thinking about Albert Einstein and taking a deep breath and realizing that it's 5 o'clock somewhere about all the time.
Yes.
Almost all the time.
Was there any herbal influence on this theory?
Well, Alan Jackson said something. I don't know.
But Alan Jackson's not here. He had a mustache operation.
That's right, yes. Career-threatening mustache injury.
Yeah, he's okay, though. It wasn't a stage fall. Come on. It's a mustache blowout. Anyway. What, one side? How did that look, Mr. Baby? Huh? What, like that? Okay, all right. Anyway, Mac's going to help us out. We're just funning with Alan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go to sleep.
Mr. Mac McAnally right there.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. I noticed that. I know we have people in our crew who are extending their celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. That's what any excuse to do anything. And I love that the Irish put St. Patrick's Day in the middle of Lent. It's kind of like a little break, you know? As a good ex-Catholic altar boy, I was looking forward to St. Patrick's Day, man, because that was like a day off from fasting and stuff of that nature.